Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ed Morgan. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Gardner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rube Wahlberg. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Rube Wahlberg. And now, play ball. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball four. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball four. Sewell moves to second. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is called out on strikes. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Simmons moves to third. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Hudlin reaches second base with a double. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg takes first base on ball 4. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. Fonseca hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Falk. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Falk steals second. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Haas. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Hodapp applying the tag. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Simmons hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Cochran scoops up the ball and tags Hudlin for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-1 in the game. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-2 in the game. Fonseca hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Haas bunts towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to second. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodapp hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gardner hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fox moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. Fox moves to third. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 2 in the game. Boley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. Dykes moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. Dykes moves to third. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 3 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Sewell hits a fly ball towards right. Miller catches it and throws to first to double up Morgan. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 3 in the game. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Averill moves to second. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Averill scores. Fonseca moves to third. It's 2-1, Athletics. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 3 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morgan, who is chasing the ball. Haas reaches third base with a triple. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 3 in the game. Cochran hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gardner hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Farrell pinch hits for Willis Hudlin. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons who is chasing the ball. Farrell reaches third base with a triple. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Morgan strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.